AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hiya, gang. Now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Bob Spiewak informed me that you went to Carrie's favorite artist last night.
Yeah, right? I think it was seriously like her 10th or 11th Duran Duran concert. It was my second. And they are, I will say this, a great band live, even with the sound the way it is in the Capital One Arena. There's a lot of questionable choices sound-wise in there, but it was so fun.
Can I do my 80s song voice? Because they have it, right?
Yeah, of course.
They sound
I'm sure
every band in the
A lot of
the
them,
80s.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's I got get my reverb up.
Yep,
all right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Sounds of silence.
It's not working.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
Mike, I broke it.
There's no reason that anyone has to know.
Broke it.
No, you didn't break it. It just needs a reset, I'm sure.
I had it plugged in and everything. God damn it. I really wanted to do it. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'll
so
it out.
We the evening started with a miscommunication where the doors opened at 6 and the concert, it says, starts at 7. And I didn't read into the concert. I'd seen them before. And I just said, oh, we're in for a great night. So I actually Ubered from here and met her at Capital One Arena, where the Washington, the Capitals play, the hockey team, and the basketball team. And so I got there, and apparently I was not in the know, because there was maybe 1/10 of the people in the seating area.
Oh.
Because I thought, oh my God, they didn't sell any tickets.
Oh, no.
And I sat down in my seat and I was the only one in the row, and I said, I'm sorry they didn't sell any tickets.
Did
but
you
this
think
is
that
A-OK.
It was, did you think that they were being stiffed?
I did. I did. And then, you know, at 6:59, I looked at my watch. Boom! Black in the, you know, oh, the whole theater goes black and the lights come up on the stage, and they come out with the opening act, who I had not seen before, Bastille, who had one hit record about 20 years ago, which I want to remind you, Mike, is only one more hit record than you had, and you were not a band. So
I have to ask this question.
Yeah.
Did the arena fill up eventually?
We're getting to that.
Okay.
But at this point,
sorry,
I'm literally sitting alone in a row, and we had good seats about halfway back on the floor.
Wow.
And I don't care for this band, so I am sitting down at one point with my legs crossed while they're jamming and doing their DC has got the best crowds. Woo!
Oh, no.
And there's just nothing going on because it's like 10% full.
Oh, and, wow. That's depressing.
And
isn't it?
They put on a fine little show and they played their hit record and they said, stay tuned. And Mike, you would have loved the second act. Before Duran Duran, it was Nile Rodgers and Chic.
Ooh.
And
oh, wow. That's a good act.
They were tight. And he did something that not many artists can do. Not only did he play all the hits from Chic, which was amazing. Oh, and by
good
this time,
Carrie,
yeah, by the time this time, Carrie had showed up. So I actually was sitting with someone.
Not a Bastille fan.
No. She timed that wrong. And so they opened up with Freak Out. You know, and so the now
excellent
the,
tune.
Le Chic.
The theater is starting to fill up. I should say the arena is starting to fill up. So it's looking like they sold some tickets. And they go through all the hits that he has. And then he says, you know, I want to do this because it's not as well known that I produced for Madonna, Diana Ross, David Bowie, all this. He says, I'd like to do a medley now of all my songs that I produced that hit number one.
Oh, and now that's your bag right there.
It was amazing. And they had a bass player.
Them?
Oh, Let's Dance, Modern Love, Like a Virgin,
wow.
Material Girl,
wow.
I'm Coming Out.
He produced the mega hits for Madonna.
The first album, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it was so amazing because he had not only in that, he had a great drummer that sang like David Bowie. So when he did the David Bowie songs, they sounded exactly right. And he had this bass player that was just thumping with his thumb.
Nobody likes concerts like Rob Spiewak.
And it was great. And so he finishes up and then I look around and the place is full. Even the two seats next to me that had been empty the whole time. And right before Duran comes in. And this is where I was not pleased.
Okay.
Because the beauty of sitting on the floor of an arena is you're closer to the concert. You get a better view.
Right. Of course.
The problem is the seats are folding chairs that may be, if possible, narrower than the seats that are in the bowl of the arena.
Okay.
So you are packed in there, and we had 10 people in our row, 12 people in our row,
okay.
And we had 12 people in our row.
All
and
right.
This guy sits down, and buddy, I have never had a more potent mix of cologne and BO in my life. It was, I mean, like, do you know when you would...
Was it a hot day in D.C.?
And I think he'd had a day himself.
Okay, very good.
But like when you're walking in the city and one step you're smelling like something magnificent and the next step you're smelling like wash water and then you're smelling horse. And it's just like, no matter where I was I was catching something. And then Carrie is there and we're all excited because Duran's about to start because the lights go down and they start this very pretentious video. They're going to enter from another planet or something.
Rob's not as big a fan as his wife.
I love the band, but I could do with the production elements here. And I lean over to Carrie. I said, I'm glad you made it in time. How was dinner? She says, it was really, really good. I said, what'd you have? And, you know, we're just making really, really minute small talk.
The small talk like you make, all the time.
Yeah, right? Well, Mike, we've been married almost 27 years. We've said everything there is to say.
Nice weather today.
All right,
beautiful. See you tomorrow.
And,
all right, very good.
And so she is dancing like this. And
okay.
I said... And dinner was good. And between songs, she says, yeah, I had a couple drinks. I said, no kidding.
Rob, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready for my Duran.
Okay,
impression.
Please go ahead.
Right.
Ah, better. That was their closer. That was their encore. You picked well.
And whenever I do my Duran, of course, you have to have a little Spandau Ballet.
True. So I'm glad that Mac brought this up. These are the four original members that are still with the band.
And alive.
I'm not sure about Nick Rhodes, but the rest of them are alive. And they put on a fantastic show. They played all the hits. It was a lot of fun. They opened with...
I bowled in that outfit, the second from left.
That's your problem. You can't bowl in that.
Absolutely.
But they did, you know, just every hit song and then some new stuff and some of their media. It was a good concert. But my favorite moment was I was dissatisfied when we were in our small chairs because they said, let's get up, Washington, D.C., everybody up. We're going to have a party tonight. And I'm like, Jesus. And so we stand up and everyone is, woo. Because Carrie had drinks. Woo!
The guy dancing that's a cologne man with a BO next to
him. Oh, yeah. He was a big one for stepping in the aisle to take pictures on some device I didn't recognize.
Okay.
And then there
Very
was
good.
A gentleman in front of us that we actually took video of. He was in a two-piece suit with a white shirt that he had unbuttoned, one button too many.
Ooh.
He obviously came from the office, and he was dancing like this.
Oh. There you go. Looks exciting.
It was truly great. And then about the sixth song, and I'm really not liking having to stand up. Because
I am the same way. I mean, hate concerts for this exactly.
I mean, I don't
want to stand.
We're all men of larger carriage. We'd rather relax.
It's not even that. You just want to watch the show.
I do too. I feel the same way.
Be entertained.
Simon says, all right, we're going to do something from a new album now. And everybody, 32,000 people. Boom! They sit.
That says it all right there. Absolutely, crickets.
But they were great. Scale of 1 to 10, the concert last night. It was a 9, a strong 9, based on the opening act. And also, remember, Carrie a couple months ago saw them at the Hollywood Bowl, and she said it was a better set. And Simon He taxes his vocal a lot. He has a lot of big notes, and he hit them all. He had a great night.
So and he's 83 years old.
You're
which
not
is incredible.
Far off. So we had a great show, and then what we had done is, since I had Ubered over, we had to take an Uber from the Capital One Arena back to Podville.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And when we got out, this for me was maybe the highlight of the night. Carrie went literally. She went, "Ee!" I said, "What?" She says, "Rats!" And there was a trash can across the street.
How did she go again, Rob? How did she go?
Rats! And I said, "Yep, rats, because that's a trash can and we're in the city and this is where they are." And I said, "Let's go see them." She said, no, I don't want to see them." And I get closer and there's maybe four of them, and they all go under the trash can because it's like an elevated trash can. And I said, Hey, buddy. She says, "Can we get the car? Hey, buddy, come here. Come here, buddy." And this was the greatest moment.
What's she doing meanwhile?
She's hanging back with her hands up like Flanders. And I say, "Hey, buddy," and this was the success of the night. Under the trash can sticks out just a nose and two eyes.
Oh. Ratatouille.
I said, "Look, Gary, he likes us.
That's awesome.
But anyway,
oh,
so if
That's
you, Duran Duran still has quite a few dates left, especially with this opening act. You can show up a little late. I learned this. But go see this concert. If you like the music.
And the opening act, Chic, gets the tent.
Oh, my God. They were great.
So that's awesome.
Good.
That's
so
awesome.
So check it out.
Since you quit drinking, I like you analyzing Carrie when she's loaded. That's a lot of fun.
If
Take
you
that
saw her dancing in
more.
Her Duran Duran t-shirt and her denim jacket, I said, "Ah, you just missed it by 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And then that sound she makes when she sees a rat. What was that again?
TMOS Classic.
Release the Kraken!
Kraken!
Never thought that would grow on me, but it does.
Look, he got another gutter ball.
The Kraken! The clinker!
It's a clinker!
The good for the clinker. Hello.
Hey, let's start with this, all right? Sean Penn, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Penn.
Yeah, where's he been?
You don't see him very. He's a very active guy in social issues and
yeah,
stuff
he is.
Like that, you know. He has a very simple question he'd like the universe to answer. How come, this is kind of going back a ways, how come Will Smith can smack a guy and get away with it while he can't? He's an angry dude.
He's very concerned.
New interview with Variety. So that's why he's talking about it.
Okay.
There he is. Hard
oh,
to
he
think.
Looks good.
Hard
hey,
to
bud,
think that's
let's party.
Spicoli. In a new interview with Variety, Sean was complaining that the Oscars didn't want Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on this year's broadcast because he wasn't lighthearted enough. Sean got very involved with Ukraine and supporting them. He added, quote, "Well, guess what you got instead? Will Smith." Has a point.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I mean, I get it. I understand it, but it's kind of a little old news, all right? The time has passed.
I think it was 86 when he hit the reporter.
He said this. He said, why the F did you just spit on yourself and everybody else with this stupid effing thing? Why did I go to effing jail for what you just did and you're still sitting there? Why are you guys standing and applauding his worst moment as a person? Sean was referring to the time he got arrested for punching a movie extra in the face
in
1987. And he said the situation at the Oscars made him so angry that he wanted to destroy the two that he won. Instead, he went to Ukraine and gave one to Zelensky.
That's a cool move. But I don't think, maybe I'm not remembering it right. Did we applaud and celebrate Will Smith?
He came out pretty bad from it.
I think he got at the ceremony, didn't he get he got a big round of applause, didn't he?
It wasn't
crickets. I remember it
was
crickets.
Okay, yeah, there was noise, but I mean, if you look at the long run,
yeah,
he got something a little worse than jail.
I know. I guess he's still bitter. You got to let stuff go.
Yeah.
You really do. You have to let stuff, you know. I've been married 3 times. Trust me.
Yeah.
Let stuff go.
Well,
it's
he was
necessary.
Smart. He let Madonna go before she got all plasticky.
Madonna. Oh, well before,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
He was dating Madonna when she was extremely young.
Yeah, that
they
was
were both young.
Mid-80s for them, yeah.
Mid-80s, absolutely. Stalkers can be pretty fanatical in their dedication, but sometimes they are fickle.
Oh.
Remember, do you know this name? Chad Michael Busto.
UFC fighter?
No.
Big guess.
Wrong. Yeah. He's the guy who tried to approach Drew Barrymore during a speaking engagement.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I remember that guy.
At a theater in New York City. Then he went to Drew's home in the Hamptons after he went to the studio. And in the Hamptons, he was going door to door looking for her residence. Odd. Man, oh, man. That's a good way in this day and age, really, with the second. Is that the dude?
That's
is that Busto, Mac?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
He looks sleepy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the days of stalking Drew are over because Chad has moved on to Harry Potter star Emma Watson.
Hey, you know what? How could it get creepier? It just did.
Last Friday, he stormed into a dressing room at a New York Fashion Week show demanding to see her. All right. You know what? Why is this guy on the street? Why is he not in a facility of some kind? Because this could go very, very badly, could it not?
Well, at the very least, he's impolite. You ask to see her. You don't demand.
No.
You don't have that ice. You can't do that.
Well, that guy we see on the screen right there was yelling at people and saying that he wanted to marry her and get his picture taken with her.
He's not a bad-looking dude.
Look at the scabs on his forehead.
I mean, aside from the scabs, he's not bad.
I can't see the scabs from where I am, but he doesn't look like... I mean, that doesn't immediately say wingnut. When I look at that guy, does it to you?
I think he's wearing.
Mac is zooming in on that.
There's the scab.
Mac, that helps me so much. That's wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, there are the scabs. Can you pan down a little bit on that to see the guy? There
Mike,
he is.
I think a problem. He appears to be wearing pajamas under his hoodie.
Right. You know what he looks like to me? Like somebody would say, the rent stays the same as before.
Do you have a Band-Aid for my forehead?
There it goes. I got roughed up when I was stalking Drew Barrymore. Taylor Swift had an amazing night at the VMAs on Tuesday. I didn't have the pleasure of watching it. From winning just about everything to fangirling over NSYNC, we played that yesterday.
Yes.
And dancing to just about every performance during the four-hour show, she just couldn't calm down. Did alcohol play any part in that? The internet seems to think so. Because drunk Taylor memes with clips of her shenanigans have been all over the place ever since. They're saying maybe she was a little lit when she was at
the VMAs. I wonder how many of those memes came from Big Taylor.
Because Big Taylor.
Mm-hmm. For someone who kind of has a reputation of being
squeaky
clean sort of a tight ass and play by the rules, you know, this is a pretty valuable pub for that.
Well, they're speculating, was she drunk or just having the time of her life? And can it be both?
She's done this at every single award show. She's always aggressively singing along to whatever's on the stage.
I think you're absolutely right.
Is she a souse? Does she drink?
I don't know. I guess the memes don't lie.
Well, that's true. You can't argue with the internet, Mike.
I'm now taking it a step further.
Oh, yeah. Dear. All right. This answers a lot of questions here.
It looks like
Courtney Love. Can we get another Zoom? Hey, Mac, can you do another Zoom? Is that possible? Where was that taken?
I have no idea. I mean, that can't be at the awards.
This looks
this is like an after-party thing.
This looks like right outside of Bent Willie's in West Virginia University on Blackout Tuesday. I mean,
Tuesday. You have a name for it. Blackout Tuesday. Oh, Taylor.
Robert claims to not have heard of that.
Liar. All right, moving right along. UFO fans are going nuts over this, but it's silly, in my opinion.
Okay.
Everyone else is like, hang on.
What?
On Tuesday, Mexico held its first congressional hearings on UFOs. And longtime UFO enthusiast, he unveiled what he claims are fossilized remains of two dead aliens.
Oh.
We have the picture. They are small, less than 2 feet tall. And you tell me if you think this is phony or not. This, to me, is about as phony as it gets. He claimed they were recently unearthed from a mine in Peru.
Come on. Come on. Really?
What are you going to do with your alien? Oh, put him in a drawer.
Yeah. It looks like a baby Yoda minus the ears.
It looks like a sculpture I would have done in high school.
Well, yeah, I hope maybe middle school.
He claimed they were recently unearthed from a mine in Peru and that 30% of their DNA couldn't be identified.
Is that because it's made of rock?
And it says that
clay?
The fossils were between 700 and 1,800 years old.
Mm.
He also claimed x-rays showed one of them had eggs in his body when he died with embryos inside.
Okay, so not like his breakfast, but he was planning to reproduce.
No, not scrambled, Rob.
Okay.
Two other experts also claimed they're legit.
Nice face.
Now, apparently this guy did the same thing with an alien corpse in 2017, but it turned out to be fossilized remains of a child.
Oh, sad.
So more reasons to be skeptical.
I like the face the alien is making. He appears to be saying, ooh.
Put it back up, Mac, if you can. They, by the way, these are the reasons they're giving for the skepticism, not that I think you need any other than looking at that. They were covered in loose sand, which would normally be removed during detailed analysis, so it kind of looks staged. The Mexican university that did the carbon dating put out a statement saying they only determine the age of the fossils, not what they are. This is weird. And Ryan Graves was at the hearing. He's the former Navy pilot who also testified at the first U.S. congressional hearing on UFOs in July. Yesterday, he called the alien corpse thing an unsubstantiated stunt and a huge step backwards. Of course it is. Look at that. That toy.
They
I should
have
make
removed,
an alien.
They should remove more sand.
Although that is the face that Taylor was making in her pictures.
Stop it.
She was drunk. All right. Let me see. We're running out of time here. All right. I'll do this one.
Editing
The
on
National
the fly.
Toy Hall of Fame.
Yes, I love it.
You've been a member for how long now, Rob?
Mike. Well, I was inducted.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago as
Very
a
exciting.
Toy.
Oh, wow.
But I've been a contributor for many years.
Well, I do this every year. 12 finalists for the 2023 class, and the favorite childhood toy, illegal fireworks, not on the list. I always put
Darn it. Darn it.
The finalists this year are, they always do something odd like this, baseball cards.
Making a big comeback.
Yeah, but not a toy.
My kid's all into football cards. Loves them.
Yeah.
The board game Battleship.
Great. Great game. Great.
Bingo.
Not really a toy, but yeah, I can see it.
Bop It.
Great. That's a great toy.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
What is Bop It? I forgot what Bop It is.
It was about this big plastic toy that had like a button, a lever, and
Like a wheel or a twisty thing.
Yeah, and it would tell you what to bop, twist, or turn.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's got an electrical...
Yeah, it tells you what to do.
Bop it. Twist it. Pull it.
Okay. And you have to know the sequence, right?
You have to be fleet of foot.
All right, I get it. Cabbage Patch Kids, huge. I remember back
in
the day.
My mom still has hers.
Here's one that's weird. Choose Your Own Adventure game books. Do either of you know any?
Yes, of course.
Oh, wow. See, there's Goosebumps. Where I date myself. Listen to this. Huh?
Yeah. You would start there would be a theme, and you would start reading it, and it says, if you open the door, go to page 17. If you don't open the door, go to page 19. Of course, I liked finding an ending I liked and working backwards.
Sure. It had all the, it had a bunch of fake endings throughout the book. Yeah.
See, I'm glad that this was the right choice. Here's another one.
I guess I'll stick around.
Connect Four?
Yes, the checker game.
You too? You're doing great today.
It's big in bars now, the giant Connect Four.
Yes, I've seen it. Jimmy has it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
About Connect Four?
I see. What's that, Mac?
So I am a near perfect gamer at Connect Four. I can win. I've won 200 games straight in Connect Four.
And you might wonder, where does Mac play Connect Four?
Where?
The tub.
In the tub, of course.
anyway.
That's why his checkers are soggy.
Please, one more time, can you enlighten me? What is Connect Four?
Connect Four is a grid. I think it's probably like 6x6.
Yeah.
And you drop red and black checkers into the grid, and you have to connect four of them, be the first. It's sort of an elevated tic-tac-toe.
It's tic-tac-toe, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a skill set, Mac, that you require?
He's going
to
say
this. Well, there is strategy. There is a strategy.
Kind of like Plinko to a degree.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's fun. And the best part is, of course, pulling the lever and having all the checkers fall out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the classic tagline on the commercial was diagonally. And the brother says, pretty sneaky, sis.
Okay. The things that you keep warehoused in that giant cranium stun me sometimes.
Doctor told me it's amazing. Getting full. I need to eliminate some
stuff. What is the governing? I'm sorry. What's the governing body of Max Connect Four 200 game streak? How's that enforced? How does he know? Where does he play?
Yeah, that's true, Mac.
Is he at the Bolero? What's he doing?
Valid questions from Rob.
It was on another video game that they had Connect Four as a mini game, and I would just play against random people, and I just keep winning because there is some strategy that most people that
so like toddlers don't. Or who were you playing against?
There were toddlers and teens.
I was a toddlers and teens
in person, or didn't happen.
Both of you pick on our Mac like
I just want to get to the bottom of this.
You make a claim like 200 games in a row.
Yeah,
you have to have a little bit behind it.
That's true.
That's the
game that I played it on was Club Penguin.
Oh, that's a good game for little kids.
Yes. Well, I was a little kid.
Do you know, I'm gonna reach out to the CFC, Connect Four Council, and see what's up.
Petition.
Hold on, Mac. This will no longer be referred to as a Mike O'Mara show. It will be Adventures in Dorkland. That's what it will be.
You know, Mike, actually, I just looked up the CFC. Mac does have the record, but with an asterisk.
Go ahead, Mac. We interrupted you.
Unfortunately, though, the game is a solved game. There is 100% way to win.
Like, really?
Yes. Like, if a computer can beat you 100% of the time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll take that to sleep tonight.
And then does it make a difference if your opponent has a knife?
We will move on. Now, let me blast through the rest of these.
Please.
Patel's Ken, Little Tykes Cozy Coop. It's a classic red car with yellow roof. Nerf Toy Slime, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The winner will be voted on by toy industry experts and Michael McIntosh, plus public voting at museumofplay.org throughout the next week.
Mac and, will be there with his robe and shawl and his crown and his scepter. And
Mac,
any
final words that you want to say about Connect Four?
I think I've said all I can.
Thank you very much. This is good.
But congratulations on your victories.
Yeah. We'll take a break. And, God, we could go home right now as far as I'm concerned. My favorite part of the show just happened.
TMOS Classic.
Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card. And be sure to tell them that noted jockey of discs, Jim Elliott, sent you. Jim knows how to read the meter on skincare. And he knows that Carla is the bomb. Get on it with quality estheticianizing. Woot, woot. Take it away, Rob.
Hello.
They've never been you wanted there. Let me roll
it. The flip side.
Just a quick peek behind the curtain. It is always marvelous to me how fast you can fall into a voice that you don't know is coming, that is just written into a piece of copy, and it magically appears. I love it, love it, love it.
Jim Elliott, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you around the country who wouldn't know this, he a legendary disc jockey in D.C.
Yes.
With a famous, legendary morning show known as the Elliott and Woodside Show. Just
the first major morning radio contract in our market.
Oh, absolutely.
He really did very, very well. Gladys.
Very well.
Gladys.
Rob, don't touch my $60,000 Mercedes.
No, actually, Mike, point of order, it was, can you help me find my $60,000 automobile?
And now that would be $120,000.
Exactly. All right. So this is being called the greatest pass in Cleveland sports history, but it doesn't have anything to do with actual sports. There was a freighter coming down a river near Cleveland, and a guy yelled, would you like a beer? And the guy on the boat says, yeah. He is about 60 yards offshore.
Oh, that's got a shot.
He made it.
It's a good pass. The boat says, thank you. Listen.
That's awesome.
But I just love that. I think that's pretty, pretty great. So that's what's going on out there. Sad when your greatest sports legacy is a guy getting lit on the beach.
Yeah, and the most famous karaoke visit for the O'Mara crew ever in the history of visits. It was spectacular.
What's that? How do I miss this?
The Cleveland stop.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my
when
God.
When we did karaoke?
The Sly Fox.
How soon they forget?
I can't imagine why I would have forgotten that night.
The evening culminating
in Oscar Santana lying on a pool table and me hitting him with a cue stick in the back of his thighs.
Face down. And I don't know.
More erotic fun.
Mike, I think really the culmination of the evening was me and Oscar spooning in bed the next day on the RV.
Oh, we were a late start that day. Ooh,
there was really there was a beverage called Red Stag.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Cinnamony.
Yeah. Not
delicious.
Not recommended. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where do you wear your sunglasses when you wear
sunglasses?
Do you wear them like down a little bit? Do you wear them flush against your head?
Flush against my bridge of my nose.
Okay. Well, this has become a thing with the millennials and the Generation Z saying, that's not how you want to do it. If you do that, you look like a dad.
I'll let you know what kind of just absolute bullying I've been receiving all day. All day. They think it's just so funny. Laugh it up. Because let me tell you something. The way I wear my sunglasses isn't good enough for these people.
It's trash.
These people.
It's a PR nightmare. A PR nightmare.
So I wear my sunglasses. You know, I'm sorry.
She wears them like you, Mark.
I wear them like this. You know, apparently you're not supposed to wear your sunglasses like this.
Like, so shoved into your face. Like, you look like the dad that wears a visor that's like...
I'm doing my best.
You gotta wear them, right?
Yeah. So apparently it's a PR night. Oh, look, now they're even crooked. Charlie did step on these. Okay. So do we like the sunglasses? Are we this kind? Like, how are you wearing your sunglasses? Like, you do look
like
cool.
The normal not way or the dad way?
I wear mine down on my nose a little bit.
Not I think like... they can go to hell.
Ah! Oh. Wow.
They're a PR nightmare.
Girls. That's a PR nightmare.
All of that's a PR nightmare.
So you're supposed to put that down like this?
That's a little
how we're
bit,
supposed
yeah.
to look down?
Yeah,
I'll like bite that. Me. No. I'm trying to protect my eyes because I'm 64. I'm slowly losing my eyesight.
My eyes. My
I'll be like my Chihuahua Frankie and walk into Jaw Jams after a while. It's going to be horrible. Is that all we have?
No, we have two more, actually.
Two more. Okay.
That
two
are both
more.
Quick. This right. is great. This is a Las Vegas cantina. Mexican restaurant with a strolling mariachi band. And I can understand that can be annoying at times, but these people took it to a different angle. They tipped them and said, I bet you can't play Yeah by Usher. And,
One of the most famous club songs in the history of club songs.
Yes, and it's the big guitar and the small guitar and a trumpet.
Thank you for the horn. The horn makes it.
Yes, exactly. And also, Mike, last tape. This is one I love. If I had this in my house, I would be so happy. It's a door that has been mishung. It's not quite level on its swing.
Okay.
And so every time it swings, the sound it makes resembles that of a cackling witch.
That is really coming from
Because it hits the doorstop and the wiggling of the door makes it sound like a witch.
And your little dog, too.
Yeah. Can we do that again,
Mac? One more
time, Mac?
I can see it. Oh, so it's like...
wiggling.
Shimmying.
Yeah, but isn't that great? I would say... Oh, thank you, Mac.
Hold on, one more time.
Mike, that's
you
all
know,
I
for
have.
Some reason, I was reflecting on my marriages when that played. I don't
you
know
too?
Why.
You yeah, had a reflection was. Too?
It was weird.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.